Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, if you're planning to go out to play a round of golf this morning on Oahu, we have a flash flood warning until 9 o'clock this morning. That flash flood warning goes for Honolulu, east to Oahu, and then up along the Ko'olau on the windward side to about La'ie. And more than likely, some of the rain that's over the Ko'olau may impact central Oahu. But the flash flood warning is for that stretch on the east side of Oahu, as well as, of course, Honolulu and Hawaii Kai side. So be prepared for some pretty heavy rain if you're going to be driving, and certainly if you're going to go out and play a round of golf. We have a whole lot of wonderful tee times for you to enjoy. Of course, on the Big Island, there's an 8:32 at Makalei and a 9:20 and a 10:08. And the Fashion Group from Arizona is going out. We've also got Volcano Golf Club, 8:36, 9:10, 10:48. And the Betting Bunch, they're going out. Must be a, well, women love to wager a few times, don't we? Yes, okay, Poipu, 11:40, 11:50, 12 o'clock, nine holes only, because they're doing a lot of work making the bunkers beautiful, and I think they're working also on the greens. So nine holes, you can either play just nine, or you can play the same nine twice. And we've got Kauai Lagoons, there's a 10 o'clock, and Sally's Wedding Party is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. She's not wearing her wedding attire, she's wearing her golfing clothes. I've heard that somewhere before. All right, Hawaii Kai, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, Turtle Bay, 8:48, 9:20, Waikele, 9:40, 10:16, Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:38 to 9:40 and a 10:48. Now, that's probably going to get soaked. Turtle Bay is above La'ie, so you may not get any rain there. We've also got Eva Beach, maybe a little rain too. There's an 8:50 and a 10:10, though. You know, everybody tells me that golfers are ducks. Do you agree? Golfers are ducks. Rain, shine, it doesn't matter. We're out there playing. Hawaii Prince has an 8:30. We've also got on Maui, the Gold Course at Wailea, 11:30, 12:30. Emerald, 10:40, 11:30, 12:50. And at the Blue Course, there's just a 1 o'clock. That's it, because that's the Habitat for Humanity tournament that's happening right now. That is, Habitat for Humanity tournament is happening today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And Jack and Jill, they're going out to play. Yay, at Maui Nui. There's an 8:40, a 9:20, and a 9:44 that you can take advantage. I've got a great lineup for you today. Wow. We've got Isaiah Mimsege, the CEO of the Afriyea Golf Academy out of Uganda. He's going to be calling in. Ben Hongo, president of the Aloha Section PGA, director of instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy, the Hongo Golf Academy at Kapalua Golf Academy. Christian Dunn, director of corporate development, Concert Golf Partners. Some interesting new developments there. Andrew LaRussi. I did it again, Andrew. Andrew Iarussi, yes, assistant golf professional at Volcano, is calling in. And Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. He is with us right after this. Also, you know, the author of Less Than Torrid Tales and the host of Michigan's Big Show. He's on the road, taking the show on the road and letting us know what he's up to. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back with Michael Patrick Shields right after this.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The gift that lasts forever. And the Sentry starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
And that's it. Okay, let's bring him into the clubhouse. Michael Patrick Shields He is the Hollywood Insider. He is a radio talk show host. He's an author. He's a travel writer. He's host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, one of the top award-winning syndicated talk shows. He's my travel guru extraordinaire. His base is Beverly Hills. He's heard on 12 Michigan radio station, also known for authoring books with Donald Trump, Larry King, Arthur Hills, and Ben Wright. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Hello from London, where the sun just set on a gray day while you're getting a sunrise in beautiful Hawaii.
And a flash flood warning.
Oh, dear.
And that's okay. You know, golfers are ducks, and so they're probably going to go out and just, you know, take advantage of the softer conditions. So what are you doing in London?
Well, you know, I could tell you, but you're going to hate me.
Oh, okay.
And I don't blame you for hating me. I'm a spoiled brat. I mean, I'm very, very, very lucky to be in the world of golf and the world of writing and media and travel. And so just imagine how pitiful it is for me to even say this. But
yes,
all those Dodger games I went to all summer, and the World Series was last night.
Yes.
And as they were probably putting the chalk down on the lines, my plane was lifting off from LAX to head to London. So irony of ironies, I couldn't go to the World Series. But it was $1,000 anyway for a ticket.
Whoa. That's like,
I'm not going to pay that for baseball, are you?
And I was worried about the 700-plus ticket for the Ryder Cup.
You had all those celebrities there yesterday, Bryan Cranston and Magic Johnson, of course, and all those folks. And,
yes.
And it was an exciting week because it was a sad week because Fernando Valenzuela passed away. I mean, when you talk about sports and it happens in golf and it happens in baseball, sometimes the stories kind of write themselves. But when you can have a walk-off Grand Slam home run to win in game one of the World Series by a guy like Freddie Freeman who can barely run, that's a pretty good story. Somewhere over the Atlantic I was when it was happening. But I got here to London, you say, that brat, he's either going to the World Series or London. But tomorrow night at this time, I'll be in Venice, Italy. And then later in the week, Bologna and what's called the Motor Valley now. They're marketing it as the headquarters of Lamborghini and Ferrari. They have a Formula One race there and a big motor festival in the spring. So I'm going to see where these beautiful cars are made.
Wow.
And visit with my friends from IC Bellagio, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary at a party on Saturday, where I'm told that Andrea Bocelli's daughter is going to perform.
So you don't get around much, do you?
Well, the cards fall when they fall, and so it's kind of a funny thing, but yeah, here I am.
Yeah, there you are.
I'm standing in front of my favorite restaurant in all of London. It's called La Familia, and it's probably one of my top three in the world.
Wow.
And as soon as you're having breakfast after the show, I'll be going in there for dinner. I have a true love affair with this place. And so that's why I've come to London for one night to go to this restaurant and to stay at the Rubens at the Palace Hotel, which is a red carnation hotel right across the street from Buckingham Palace.
You can fly to London for a night and then you can fly off to Venice. My goodness, do you have your own jet?
No. I got here. You know, I thought it was kind of crazy, but then I thought, you know, you're 57 years old.
Is that all?
You got to play these cards if you've got them, you know, yes. And it's not like I have endless budget for these things, but I choose carefully, you know, and I'd rather have roses on my table than diamonds on my fingers.
Okay.
Things don't mean that much to me. Experiences mean a lot. I mean, you've got people who go and play some of those great golf courses in Hawaii, I'm sure, who say, ooh, you know, $400 for a round of golf. But, yeah, but it's right on the ocean, and it's Hawaii, and the tour plays there, and, you know, and
yeah,
you do it. And
yeah.
That's life, huh?
Yeah. So Michael Patrick Shields and I first met on the radio. You know, I tried to Google Pro Tour Hawaii and absolutely nothing comes up.
Whoa, it's been scrubbed like Bernie Madoff.
Whatever happened? You know, I mean, We're going in the Wayback Machine to remember, but, you know, you called into the show from Pro Tour Hawaii. What happened with that tour?
Well, it was a 10-event mini-tour that brought me to Hawaii. I was the media director, and there was a guy called Sandy. I forget his last name, but Tina was his wife's name. And they had big ideas about this tour, and they hired Ben Wright to be the television commentator.
Oh, yeah.
And found some outlet like CNBC that would air the recorded videos, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so after the first three events were on the Big Island. Big Island Country Club was one of them. I think that was the last one we played.
I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, and so as that tournament started to wind down, nobody had been paid after 3 weeks.
Ooh.
And I said to Ben Wright, the great CBS golf broadcaster, the late Ben Wright, I said, Ben, you know, when do we draw the line in the lava here? You know, we're not getting paid. When's the line in the lava? He said, in his big English Churchillian voice, he said, well, let me get this straight. We have three tournaments, then an off week on Oahu, and then the tour resumes. I said, yeah. He said, be ashamed to quit before the off week. He was right. So we packed it all. You know, they put us up on Oahu.
Uh-huh.
And by the end of that off week, the tournament was off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
They didn't have the money. They just didn't have the funding to pull it off.
Wow. That's sad. You know, it was a really cool idea, and it just didn't work. Maybe it would. I don't know. You know, it's
it's a time-honored tradition for many tourists to go bust. It just and it was in January, February, and March, too. So that was really nice.
But we actually met. We have a picture, the two of us sitting at the same table. So where were we? Do you remember that?
I believe that picture was taken when I came from my honeymoon to broadcast from Kanapali from the Skins game.
Yes,
I think it was.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
And you came here on your honeymoon to go to work.
Yeah, that was funny, too. You know, coming out of Michigan, it was our honeymoon, so we flew. Landed, hustled, I mean, from Maui Airport to Kanapali Hotel. As soon as we got there, it was getting close to midnight. And with the time difference to be on in the east, I had to go on at 6. So I had to hurry up, set up my equipment, test it all, get ready to go. And so the first night of my honeymoon, she's asleep in the bed, and I'm talking on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that just is radio. Radio demands us to be where we need to be, when, and you got to be live, you got to be on, you've got to be ready, and you just have to be, she has to expect that, but I don't think anybody really realizes what radio is like. And so how did the, you know, are you still married?
What do you think?
Never mind.
Danielle, when people ask me if I'm married, I say occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I go through spurts.
I'm 0-for-4, you know, with 5 engagements. So.
Wow. I'm.
But at least I'm not afraid to commit.
That's right. You give it a shot.
Yeah.
You give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in London for a minute. You know, what is the Red Carnation Hotel like?
It's... Well, they've taken historic buildings in London and turned them into really, really British English hotels. So you're going to have a lot of history. This one happens to be right across, as I said, from Buckingham Palace and the Royal Mews. So today I went across, well, what's Mews? It's the stables. And so I got to see King Charles's horses.
Oh.
And all those carriages you've seen in the coronation.
Yes.
And the weddings and the funeral. They have them on display, and you can walk right across the street and go in there and get a little tour or just take a look around if you want to. Very good place to walk around and have a good taste of what the royals are like. And the general manager was teasing me. He said, yep, when we run out of sugar, we just go check in with our neighbor or milk or eggs, you know. He's pretty good about that. Yeah, I don't think
sure.
You're knocking on King Charles's door for eggs, but... It's a cute idea.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like me wanting to go, stroke the muzzle of one of the horses. Don't touch.
Speaking of stroking the muzzle, how about Arnold Palmer's resurgence in the news these days with Donald Trump? Isn't that something?
That was crass. That was, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Well, do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You could ask Rick, but, and I don't know, even ask Arnold Palmer if you could. Would he mind really being remembered that way?
Oh, well, that's not even the... Come on. I mean...
Just trying to have a little fun.
Oh, no, it's okay. I totally understand. You're a guy.
Well, you know... I better
okay.
stop.
Yeah, you better stop. You better stop. Okay, so what's the best thing at, I'm going to mispronounce this, La Farniglia restaurant in Chelsea?
Well, the man who founded it was one of the three first people to have Italian restaurants in Italy, and he's passed away, but his tradition lives on, and so his dishes are a special section of the menu. So there's a... there's a wild boar ragu that I'll have for the main and pasta fazool before that.
Wow. A wild boar? Because we do that here,
ragu.
You know, you go
it's
up.
It's mixed into the pasta, you know.
Like sure,
so
of course.
It's kind of a spicy. It's delicious. And when you eat those two dishes here and have, I think I'm going with the Pinot Grigio tonight, I'll be ready for bed.
Yes. You'll have a wonderful sleep. Okay, so on to Venice.
I gotta hurry up and get hungry again in time for the proper English breakfast tomorrow morning at the Rubens at the Palace.
Okay.
The other reason I came.
To go to Rubens, right. Because you love Rubens, yeah. And so you flew to London for a day so you could go to Rubens to have their breakfast. What is a traditional English breakfast?
Very similar to the Irish breakfast or the fry-up or the full Irish, as it might be called. I mean, it's a plate that'll last you the day because it was designed for the people who work, and you wanted to be out there all day. And so I guess a golfer could do it, but I don't know if you could swing around your stomach after. It's scrambled eggs, black and white pudding, which is a blood sausage. Then you have regular sausage. Then you have a piece of ham. Then you have a tomato. Then you have some soda bread with butter, of course. And then some people put beans with it also, just in case that isn't enough.
Wow. Well, at least there's protein.
And they'll give you toast, too.
Oh, toast? Toast comes with it? Okay, I can eat that.
If you're in Northern Ireland, they might have porridge or oatmeal.
Oh, good.
On the banquette.
Thank you.
And with that, they have a bottle of Bushmills sitting next to it to put a little whiskey in your morning start. No joke.
I don't think you're joking.
No. Nope.
That's why the English are so fun.
The All English, right. The Irish, yeah. Good luck. Good living. And the Italians for sure.
Yes. So then on to Venice you go. After breakfast, is that when you're going off to Venice?
Yeah. It's a 2-hour flight tomorrow on British Airways from Heathrow. I use the Heathrow Express, by the way, if you're ever coming to London. It is a nonstop train that goes right from Heathrow. I think it's £30, which is, I don't know, cheap, because it's cheaper than a cab, a black cab, and it gets you there in really, literally 12 minutes. So I like that, and I will do that back to the airport, too. That's my tip to you. And once you get to Paddington Station, which is really, really fun and really cool, stylish, then you can get in your London black cab and go to wherever your hotel is or wherever you're going and just have a real English experience.
Wow. That sounds wonderful, but I'm looking at Ferrari and Lamborghini. You're going to the Ferrari and the Lamborghini plants, and you'll be probably walking around with a glass in your hand, right?
I hope so, because I won't be walking around with a credit card, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. What are they going for these days, $100 million?
Oh, man, a guy got his watch stolen in Beverly Hills a couple of weeks ago. It was a million-dollar watch.
A million-dollar watch. He's wearing them. I'd put it in the safe.
And on his arm, broad daylight, too, right up to Beverly Wilshire.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, okay. And just finally, because it's George Clooney's favorite restaurant in Venice.
Yeah.
What is that restaurant, the Davio?
Yeah, I read about it during the film festival, which is the oldest film festival on Earth, which takes place like in early September. And I saw that George Clooney and I think, who was he with in that movie recently? Was it Brad Pitt? They went to this restaurant, so I contacted my friends there, and I said, well, let's go to dinner. I want to take you to dinner. And I told them, let's go. I'll get a table at Evo. And she said, are you sure? It's very expensive. Troppo costoso. I said, si, si. Shala, shala.
Who
then
cares?
I said, how's your Italian? Well, I'll roll one at you that I've been practicing because I like to practice and speak Italian. Uh-huh, there. Uh-huh. Non rompare la palla. Non rompare la palla. You know what that means?
No, tell us.
Don't bust my balls. Non rompare la palla.
Now, everybody remember that so you can use it the next time, and they won't really know what you're saying. Oh, Michael
well,
Patrick
you
Shields.
You could say it on the golf course. You could say, rompare la palla, bust my ball, like, hit it really far.
Michael Patrick Shields, Hollywood insider, radio talk show host, author, travel writer, and comedian extraordinaire. Welcome. I've just learned about the comedian extraordinaire, so I'm going to have to add that, you know. So I say, welcome in. It's nice to meet that side of you today. You are a funny man. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
I serve at the pleasure of you.
You're wonderful. Oh, thank you so much, Michael Patrick. We'll talk soon.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao. Aloha. All right. Andrew Ruthie is going to be back with us in just a minute. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off White Camilla Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Veterans Week sale is coming up. Everything on sale up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? They'll be on sale. Veterans Week sale. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Andrew Iarussi, assistant golf professional at Volcano Golf Course, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good, good. It's a wet day. We have a flash flood warning for Oahu. Just a reminder, folks, it's kind of the windward side up to La'ie, then east to Oahu, Hawaii Kai side, and all of Honolulu, and maybe drifting over to the central plain, some of the rain, but the flash flood warning is for east side of the island. So we were talking about, you know, Andrew had a stroke when he was 32. Imagine, 32. And no idea why. It just happened. And he recovered. But it took a while to get back. And he was for a while very worried about, you know, what his life would be like. And as a consequence of all of that, he wants to give back. Give back to the people who helped him recover. Now, Andrew, we were talking about your golf tournament that you've put together for at Volcano Golf Course for just that purpose. Tell us what your decision is.
Yes, so we had the tournament was scheduled for November 4th on Monday. And, you know, due to the low participation numbers, I've had to make the decision this week to postpone the tournament to May 3rd of next year. So, you know, this is something that I'm disappointed to do, but I don't want to do this tournament just to do it. So I want to, you know, make sure it's on a weekend. So it's now going to be on a Saturday, May 3rd. And I'm hoping that this will allow more people to participate. We'll have, you know, we'll be out of the rainy season. We'll be past the holidays. And hopefully this will help allow more people to come and participate in this great event.
Yeah, it is a great event because it's and I love the title of it, Strokes for Strokes. You know, like strokes of the, you know, when you stroke the club into the ball, four is F-O-R-E, and strokes is what happens sometimes to some people, and sometimes they just don't know what happened and why. And I love the format. Tell us what the format is.
Yes, it's going to be a two-person team, and if you and I are a partner, we're just going to play best ball, and then if we make a birdie together, we'll get a raffle ticket each. And then if we make an eagle, we'll both get two raffle tickets. And we've been able to, so far, we've accumulated over $10,000 worth of in retail prices of items. It's a huge list. I was going to start, you know, telling them all to you, and I was like, this is too long. So, but we have several rounds of golf from great golf courses, including Kanapali. We have Mauna Lani, Hukula, our Pro Golf Course, the Ocean Course, and then also just so many great companies from the mainland and also companies in the community here on Big Island have donated to this. So just awesome things. And with buying more time to get this tournament off the ground, I'm going to continue trying to get even more stuff. So, yeah, there'll be some amazing prizes to have a chance of winning on during this tournament.
Fabulous. So, yeah, it's going to be, and it's fun. I mean, if I were your partner in this tournament, you would be hitting all the best ball would always be your ball.
Well, come on out and play. Love to have you here.
That would be so much fun, you know, just knowing that, hey, this one doesn't count because, yeah, Andrew's going to cover me.
I gotcha.
So it's participants, it's two-player team format. Winning prizes is the focus. Traditional scoring will be set aside, right? The shotgun start at 8, is it still an 8 o'clock shotgun start?
Yes, same time, same place.
Yeah, and it's $300 per team. So that all goes back to the Hilo Benioff Medical Center's stroke department.
Correct, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, and that's for resources and supplies for them and their support group. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I think you've made the right decision because we're going to have Andrew on the show many times at different times during the, you know, the hour and a half so that we can cover lots of people. And I, you know, so many of us know someone who has had a stroke and some has been mild and they've come back really quickly. So others are still struggling with the whole nightmare. And I'm really, really happy that you're going with May 3rd, Saturday, 8 o'clock shotgun, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. That's what the whole thing's about, having some fun and raising money for the Hilo Benioff Medical Center Strokes Department. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you again for having me on, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Andrew Iarussi, the assistant golf professional at Volcano Golf Course. Give them a call if you'd like to get involved. My name is Danielle Tucker, and we're coming back next with Christian Dunn, Director of Corporate Development, Acquisitions, and Growth, the Concert Golf Partners. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
You've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how, you know, they're going to open up in the Ward area. Well, stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf. Stretching, fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii, with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the Golf Club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
In case you've looked out the window and said, you know what, it's not raining at all. What's she talking about? The flash flood warning was issued just before the show started, and it goes until 9:30 this morning. Initially, the forecast was scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 77, breezy with east-northeasterlies 15 to 20, gusts as high as 28, chance of precipitation 50%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Well, you know, Mother Nature does what she pleases. And in this case, she's decided to drench us on the south side here, that stretch of Oahu in Honolulu, and then going east out to the Hawaii Kai side and up the windward side up to Laie. So that's what's happening today until 9:30. So we're going to get quite a bit of rain. I see some just monster drops coming down in downtown Honolulu, and that's what's up. But if you still want to get out and play a round of golf, hey, why not? There's a 9 o'clock at Hawaii Kai. It might be pretty flooded. Give them a call, 10 o'clock as well. Turtle Bay, 848 and 920. White Kelly has a 940 and a 1016. Rojo Wine Country Club, an 838, a 940, and a 1048. So far, White Kelly is the driest of the four I've mentioned. Eva Beach Golf Course, another one, you know, 850, 1010. That would be great. And Hawaii Prince, an 830. Kind of close, but sure makeable if you keep your clubs in your car and your... Yeah, I think I want to go play some golf. Why not? So you know, here, Habitat for Humanity, they're having a tournament at 1 p.m., and that's the Blue Course at Wailea on the Blue Course. So I want to wish you the best, and may you all hit the sweet spot, and thank you for all you do, Habitat for Humanity. I'm not sure if we have Christian Dunn, and not with us right now. Concert Golf Partners, they offer long-term debt-free ownership and country club management services with over 30 private clubs in their collection. One gem is called the White Manor, a historic golf club that dates back to 1711. You know, you can preserve your club's legacy, enhance your club's amenities, and see your membership thrive. That's the Concert Golf Way. So we're going to try to get in touch with him and maybe bring in one of our other guests a little bit earlier, if that's possible. So we'll be back with you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Ah, you know what it is? It's Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. Everything is on sale up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? Well, they're all on sale. Veterans Week. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power equipment, Evilay next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. When's Veterans Day week? Well, that would be November 6th through the 11th. The 11th is actually Veterans Day. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Ben Hongo, PGA, Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. HongoGolf.com is where you'll find him. Teaching professional out of Kapalua Golf Academy. That's where he started. And Golf Digest, Best Teachers in Hawaii 2024-2025. He's a runner. He's a foodie. He loves sushi cuisine. He loves the game. Ben Hongo's been a member of the Aloha Section PGA since 1989, and he is president today of the Aloha Section PGA. Now, welcome into the clubhouse, Ben Hongo.
Good morning. Aloha.
Aloha. And, you know, Jerry King was on last week.
And cool.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, Kapalua, and he said, Ben Hongo, one of the best teachers in the state. Isn't that, you know? That's so cool.
I haven't seen him for years.
But I know.
I'm sure he's doing great.
Oh, man, he's in Mexico, and then, when it's warm, and then when winter comes, he doesn't want to be there anymore for some reason, or the other, and then he goes up to another fabulous resort kind of place, and he's got people he teaches there. He teaches in Mexico. He's hobnobbing with rich and famous.
It's kind of appropriate that you mentioned Jerry King's name because when we were at Kapalua, he started the Aloha Section Teaching and Coaching Summit at Kapalua, and we held it there for years. And anyway, I'm at Hualalai Resort, Four Seasons Resort on the Big Island, and we're hosting this year's Teaching Summit this weekend.
Wow. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have talents speakers from the mainland talking to the best coaches in Hawaii this weekend. So, it's great to be here.
Yeah. And so who's coming?
Our speakers, Rick Sissinghaus, he's calling Morikawa's coach.
Yes.
He's kind of more of a mental coach now. So he's here from L.A., Andrea Delgado, and she is fitness. She looks like the Ironman's going on right now. And I'm like, you look like you could run in them, in the Ironman. She's just so fit. We have Dr. Scott Lin. He's one of the smartest people in our industry, biomechanics and ground force. So he'll be speaking to us as well. We have Dennis Kwan from Orlando. He's kind of an upcoming new teacher. He used to play on mini tours and whatnot, but he's got a lot of tour players on Coen Ferry and also on the LPGA Tour.
Wow.
And we also have PGA of America here, Junko Harkins and Becca Bailey. They're going to be presenting the PGA.coach and also ADM Live. So ADM, American Development Model, was unveiled a few years ago to PGA of America. And basically, sometimes you kind of, you're teaching, especially like kids and stuff like that, and you're going, okay, what is the appropriate things to be teaching kids, like at 4-year-olds or there's a whole guideline, and there's 7 levels where you take you take a kid basically from 4 years old all the way to, adult. And then lastly, we have the Operation 36 people here. So we have Tony Latendry I'm missing the last name. Anyway,
it's okay.
So they're here. Operation 36 is kind of a clinic. It's a system where you're supposed to shoot 36 for 9 holes.
Wow.
Level 1, you start playing golf from 25 yards. And then when you graduate, you go to 50 yards and so on, so on.
Can I do that, Ben?
I hope so.
This is for kids.
I'm sure you can.
Is this for kids or can adults do it too?
Actually, I know Kelly Hines in on Kauai, she's having a great success with it. So she's going to be kind of our speaker as well. She's going to be talking, sometimes, we kind of feel like here in Hawaii, because we're so different than a lot of other places, being, very resort heavy. Some of the programs and, things on the mainland may not work here, but, Kelly's kind of proved the fact that it can work here with Operation 36. So she's going to be talking about her experience and what she does exactly at her place in in Kauai. So,
right.
So it's going to be, it's going to be fun listening to all these people, learning, a little bit more about coaching and teaching and, so on and so on. So
I haven't talked to Kelly. I'd love to have her on the show to talk about Operation 36 too and what she's doing.
I will give you your number to her, and I'll have her reach out to you.
Oh, that would be fantastic. So you use different teaching tools, including video analysis, TrackMan, and then UberSense. What is UberSense?
UberSense, it's actually, they changed their name, their company name to, it's called OnForm now. And OnForm is just a video equipment. So, you know, what I do with them, and I also have another app that I use. It's called Sportsbox AI. The UberSense or the OnForm, it's just basically a video, you know, that I'm going to take basically 100% of my lesson, because I think when you see it, it, you know, it's believable. You know, sometimes people, I'll say something to somebody and they kind of give me that puppy look going, are you sure about that, Ben? And then if I show them to them on the video, they go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool.
Sportsbox AI is kind of a 3D look of your, so it measures, like, you know, shoulder turn or hip turns or, you know, sways and stuff like that. Side bends, you know, wrist flexion, so on, so on. There's all these things that it measures and whatnot. So if I got somebody that's lacking shoulder turn and they feel like they're turning but they're really not, I can show them, you know, by on numbers or I can give them drills to get them to turn more and compare that, you know what they did before and after. But you know, sometimes I just, like, when I teach people, it's important to me that they walk away with enough knowledge and enough feel for the correct motion or movement. And that's why I use all these things. I mean, you know, the TrackMan or now I use a launch monitor called Full Swing.
Full Swing.
And, yeah, Full Swing Kit. You know, gives you, you know, okay, how far is the ball going? How is the ball spinning? And I have to be careful, you know, how much technology, because it all makes sense to me, but sometimes it doesn't make sense to my students. So I have to kind of read the students. And if they're a little bit more right-brained, I probably won't use too much of the number stuff, and I'll just kind of stay visual.
Yeah.
You know, if they're a little bit more left-brained, then I can probably get them more, you know, with those numbers and stuff like that. Some people like it, some people don't. So, you know, if I see that it's not really helping them, I'll stop using it. And, you know, but it's so easy these days, you know, because it's all my iPad. And it's just so much easier for me to use, you know, where before, and you've been to the academy, you know, we had all the high-speed cameras inside, and, you know, we had a full-on computer system, and we had a, you know, desk and all this stuff, and then none of that stuff is necessary anymore. I just use my iPad, and I go. So my teaching office is in my backpack.
Yes, that's perfect. I mean, the whole thing, and the right and left brain, the fact that you know, are taking that into consideration. Do people use their senses to make decisions, or do they use their, you know, the mathematical brain to make?
But,
yes.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person, you know.
Right, of course.
Like,
but
for me, I'm so visual.
Yes.
You know, so, for example, if we were to, if I was to ask a bunch of people, you know, there's a lot of pronation going in the right hand going through the golf ball. And pronation is basically twisting the arm from palm up to palm down. And, you know, if I ask a bunch of people, there'll be, you know, a lot of different ways of to explain that. And if it was asked to me, because I'm such a visual person, I would say something more like, you know, it's, you know, visualize or imagine flipping a pancake, you know, with your right hand. So, you know, I would put it more into a visual look. And some people, you know, some people who are you know, educated in biomechanics, you know, they'll know exactly what, you know, muscles are firing and, you know, so on, so on. So I think it kind of depends on the person. And that, you know, I think great golf instructors, they're able to read the person, they're able to communicate with the language that the student is comfortable with.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's never one way. It's never one way.
Yeah. And a lot of times people feel like when they're in a class that their way of learning is, or they don't understand. But that's why I'm thrilled that you are taking the time to, you know, figure out what the person, how they learn. Everybody learns differently. So how does this person learn? And then the people don't feel like they're wasting their time. They're actually getting into it. You also know, if I go out and buy myself a set of clubs, club fitting, you have Callaway, Ping, TaylorMade, and Titleist. Are you certified still in all four of those?
Well, I know that, you know, the XYZs of club fitting, but you have to have the, you know, what they call the matrix or the equipment, you know, the fitting carts to able to fit people, which I don't have anymore. So, you know, personally, I am sponsored by PXG. So I just send all my students basically to the fitter at PXG. So I don't really do fittings anymore, but, you know, I get, you know, I'll look at people's bag, and I have just enough, you know, equipment to kind of at least do assessment. So that's one of the things I'll do, is I'll look at the, you know, people's bag and start kind of seeing. Now, this is where TrackMan might come in play. You know, I had a student a couple years ago, or maybe about a year ago, and, you know, I kind of pointed out to him that six iron, five iron, four iron, three iron, they all went the same distance. the carry number. Was all the same distance. It was like, you know, like roughly 175, but the total was different. So he wasn't hitting his longer irons high enough to get the benefit of that golf club. So I said, hey, you know, we need to look at this, because right now, if you had a, you know, carry over a water 180 yards, there's no golf club for you to carry it over that water. Now, if you do happen to carry it, it would land on the green. It would come in so hot that it was going to end up out of bounds over the greens. So we went into a different kind, you know, and he had these Mizuno blades and whatnot, and we got him into more of a game improvement. I think we even kind of got rid of the 3-iron and put a 3-hybrid in or 7-wood in. And so, you know, I think, you know, like club fitting, I think a lot of people kind of go, oh, it's, you know, we have to put the right shaft in, or do the grip size,
yeah,
the length of the golf club. And those are important things. But I also believe that, you know, the set makeup is just as important, you know, what you have in your bag. How are you going to complete that 14 clubs in your bag?
So do you need to have 14?
You don't need to. You know, I was at the Southern Cal PGA, one of the pros, one of the speakers were saying, you know, with the ball rollback, they're like, you know, forget about the, you know, ball rollback. How about if we just, you know, make the tour players only play with 9 clubs? we'll find out who's really good really fast. I'm like, you know, that's a brilliant idea.
That's a brilliant idea. The thing for me, it's like, I don't know what to do with 14 clubs. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? And
for sure.
And but they do. So that would be like, for them, it'd be like handicap. All of a sudden, I've lost a leg.
Yeah, correct.
But
yeah,
for me, it's absolutely like such a relief, because now I know which club does what. And that's one of the things that's so important, to have a teacher, you know, to go see Ben Hongo at the Hongo Academy at Kapalua. You can then, you know, he can see what your clubs and which ones you don't need to carry. Gee whiz, wouldn't that be nice if your golf bag wasn't a ton?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, they have like a, you know, redundancy in their bags. You know, it's like, you know, they have two golf clubs, and one will say S on it, and the other one will say 56. And I go, hey, you know, Mr. Jones, do you realize that these are really the same golf clubs? And they go, really? I go, well, let's put it on a track, man, see how far you hit it. And they go the same exact distance, you know?
Yeah.
Same exact height, same exact spin. And, yeah, I go, yeah, I think you can get rid of one of them. You know?
Yes. So. Yes. And so, you know, one of the notes that I have about it, Ben Hongo is a PGA golf professional who offers customized golf lessons. I like that. You work with someone and create a winning strategy for the golf game. And that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to write a book one of these days. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to it. And I tell people all the time this, you know, like I already have a title for it. And the title is going to be It Depends.
It depends.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of people will come up to me and says, well, what's your, you know, philosophy? And you and I have talked about, you know, my 3.5 absolutes.
Mm-hmm.
But really, other than that, and those are physics, you know, laws, you know, low point, face angle, path angle, and speed. And those are, you know, physics. You know, those are, as long as we're on this planet, those three and a half things or four things will always apply to what you're, you know, what the, it's a, basically the ball flight is a reflection of those four major things. But how do we get there? It's different from person to person. You know, I can't cookie cut everybody. Everybody's different.
Thank you so much, Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. You can find him at hongogolf.com or give them a call. What is your direct number at the Academy? Can people call in?
Actually, they could just go to my website, hongo.com. HongoGolf.com, excuse me.
Okay, good.
And my number and my contacts are all in there.
Great. See,
or they can DM me, you know, Instagram, Ben Hongo PGA.
Awesome. HongoGolf.com, and what was your Instagram?
Ben Hongo PGA.
Ben Hongo PGA, because that's exactly what he is. That's his title, Ben Hongo, VGA. This is awesome. It's been too long. You're so busy. You have to be on more often.
Yes, yes. And I hope to see you at Century.
Oh, of course.
January.
Well, yes, I'll be there. I can't wait. Thank you, Ben.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Okay.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about Concert Golf Partners. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii. When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, first of all, National Weather Service, you know, the flash flood warning is in effect until 9:30 this morning. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation, and they ask that we not travel unless you have to get out of a life situation. So do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. And best to just stay put, because apparently this is some pretty serious rain that's coming down. This is here, Honolulu, out to east, Oahu, out to Hawaii Kai, all up the coast on the windward side. It kind of ends at Laie, but it's probably, you know, it doesn't just go by the borders. So just be prepared for some flooded conditions, and it's best to stay put, if at all possible. Michael Abramowitz, excuse me, Michael, he is at the Concert Golf Partners. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate it, and I hope all the people in Hawaii remain safe after that weather update there. Very serious situation, obviously.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain after not getting any, which means the ground isn't able to absorb it as quickly as possible, which means it creates a lot of runoff, and that why, you know, the flooding can be more serious because it just runs around. But I digress. Concert Golf Partners, tell us who Concert Golf Partners is.
Sure. Well, first of all, Concert Golf, we have a collection of 35 upscale private golf and country clubs nationwide. We just literally last week acquired Golf Club of the Everglades in Naples, Florida. And, you know, we're focused on preserving the unique culture, identity, traditions of our clubs. And we ensure this through consistent annual capital investment that enhance amenities and service levels and the overall member experience. And, you know, we try to thrive on the member environment, the club environment, and while upholding those traditions, enhancing it and making it even better than before.
That's perfect. And earlier in the show, I talked about White Manor. This is a historic golf club from 1711.
Yeah, it's a magnificent place. It's in Malvern, Pennsylvania. I was there a couple months ago, around 4th of July. Beautiful, traditional club, you know, very tight old-school golf course. There's milk jugs on every hole, which is their logo. It's a lot of fun to see, a lot of fun to play, and it's a great environment. Really good club for the people of Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, when you're working with a club and the property and the buildings on it that go back to 1711, and you want to keep it like 1711 to a degree, you know, the look of it, that's sourcing a whole bunch of things that would not be easily available or might have to be made special for the building. It's an art.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the building wasn't built in the 1700s, and we're certainly not reenacting the Revolutionary War, the French and Indian War, or anything like that. But the property is historic, and it's a beautiful golf club that really has a lot of amenities to it as well, you know, tennis, swimming, and the sort, pickleball. So we try to make it a wonderful place for people to come and to congregate. And I remember when I was there, there was a bunch of kids in a camp, you know, a summer camp, and they were having the time of their lives, you know, running around, and you could see the fun all written all over their faces.
Yeah.
Great family environment.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And another Concert Golf update would be the Westlake Country Club reopening, the 9 holes at least. What happened? Hurricane Helene?
Yeah, the hurricane came through, and as some of your listeners may know, the Augusta, Georgia area really got hit hard, as did the Appalachian Mountains, as did Florida. Augusta, surprisingly, you don't think of hurricanes in middle Georgia. You don't think of that area being susceptible, but there was a lot of wind damage, and we had over 1,100 trees down at Westlake, and the people, the staff, the community all came together, and we reopened 9 holes a week or two ago, and then we opened up all 18. So they're back in business. Wow. They had a member guest on Thursday, and it's wonderful to see the community, you know, picked up leaves and trees down and branches down in their yards and in the street, and they really, really pitched in to make it go. And Westlake's a great club. During the Masters, a lot of people come there to play golf during the week, and it's a great tradition for some people.
Yeah, Absolutely. And it's wonderful for children when they get to go out with their parents. And it's just golf is a great sport. It teaches so much. Westlake Country Club reopening all 18 holes after getting 1,100 trees felled by that hurricane. Wow. You know, when we hear about that and we know, I mean, hurricanes come here too. Hurricane Eva did terrible destruction on Kauai. Hurricane Eva came up the windward side, and not much is talked about it, but I lived over there when it happened. It was, boy, talk about hanging onto the floorboards. You know, everything is being lifted. It's a terrifying experience. So I'm just glad people have come together. It really brings you together as a community. That's the only good thing about it that I can think of. The club at Renaissance in Fort Myers, Florida, mm-hmm. multi-million-dollar clubhouse renovation this coming year?
Yeah, we're hopeful for that, hopefully next year, once everything gets approved. But, yes, we reinvest in our clubs and make it a point. You know, that's one that's real close to our latest acquisition, which is Golf Club of the Everglades, which is just down the road, down I-75 from Club at Renaissance. So, you know, basically sister clubs, if you will,
mm-hmm.
You know, just down the road from each other. And it's a great thing. Golf Club of the Everglades is a magnificent course. It was a Reese Jones masterpiece. It's a golf-only facility. We're over 200 acres. And it's something that to be seen. It's a very low density community, if you will. It's 500 homes, high end, but members can play at their leisure. And it's something to see. You know, you just play year round when you want to play year round, and that's what the members love. It's got a beautiful clubhouse that they're we'll probably put some investment in over time. But it's really, Golf Digest called it a hidden gem. Golf Life wow. Navigators ranks the practice facility. It's an 8-acre practice facility. Golf Life Navigators ranks it among the top five in Naples, and they say it's the perfect setting to work on your game. And it really is. It's a magnificent facility.
I wish I could show pictures. That would be so cool. The Golf Club of the Everglades. When was it first built?
It was built several years ago, and around the early 2000s, and it's something that actually debuted in 2000 on the dot. So it's something to behold. It's something that I think when people see that are in, I know our members there really really love it. You know, we acquired it from Pulte Group, and they selected us. Because we're a discerning purchaser, we're going to preserve the traditions and, that the course is known for, that the club is known for. Mm-hmm. We have a commitment to preserve the historical exclusivity of the club. And, we really mean that. We really look at the traditions of the club, and we really want to maintain them and enhance the facilities wherever they need.
Yeah, it's like what you say is preserve your club's legacy, enhance your club amenities, and see your membership thrive. The Concert Golf Way, we pride ourselves in our relentless pursuit of preserving the culture, identity, and traditions that make your club unique. You'll find little mention of Concert Golf Partners at any of our clubs. In order to improve your club for your members, we examine the holistic country club and golf experience, execute enriching your club and its lasting legacy. That's cool. So you come in, do what you do best, but you don't, you're not taking over.
Well, we will own the facility, and it's part of our basically our collection of clubs nationwide, our 34-5 upscale private golf and country clubs. It's a boutique collection, and they're the 35th, and we're proud of that, and they're the 9th in Florida. And, if your listeners want to see photos, I encourage them to go on places like Golf One Media that just did a story about us, And, you know, other websites, golf, you know, golf industry and so forth, they really, really nice praise of Concert Golf and the acquisition. For example, Golf One Media said the club will benefit from our commitment to preserving historical exclusivity and enhancing the member experience, and that we're renowned for dedicating and acquiring and maintaining the finest private clubs across the country. And with us at the helm, they believe the club is poised to thrive for many years to come. And that's part of the praise we receive, and we're honored by that praise, and we're delighted by that praise. And, you know, that praise doesn't come easy. That dates back to 2011 when Peter Nanula and Susan Dunavant founded Concert Golf Partners, and they set these traditions that we preserve today.
It's wonderful. Michael Abramowitz, how do you pronounce your name? I feel like I'm not doing you justice.
Abramowitz is correct.
Abramowitz.
It's not exactly Smith or Jones, so don't worry about mispronouncing it.
Michael Abramowitz, is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't give you an opportunity to?
Yeah, well, Golf Club of the Everglades is just another club that we've acquired this year that is just off the charts, if you will. Around July 4th, we acquired TPC Yasna Polana in Princeton, New Jersey, and that's a magnificent facility, a Gary Player design with a clubhouse that the heirs to the Johnson & Johnson throne originally had as a two-bedroom, 30-some-odd bath mansion. And it's phenomenal with some of the finest art you'll ever see. And it's a fantastic course. We also acquired the club at Pasadena, and I was out there in Monterey a few weeks ago, and I can tell you playing that course is a dream. Jim Nance feels it's a hidden gem. It's one of those clubs where you can see the Santa Lucia Mountains in panoramic view. You climb up top of Mount Toro, and there's a forced carry drive across a ravine, which is a lot of fun to play. And there's different tees, and you know, then you know, depending on your golf skills, how far you want to carry it. And it's a beautiful par three, a signature course, signature hole, and a beautiful golf course and a beautiful club. It's Spanish tradition, Hacienda type of architecture, and it's definitely one of our crown jewels.
Oh, it's beautiful. Have you ever thought about acquiring something in Hawaii?
You know, I'm sure they would consider anything that comes their way, and if anyone has any interest in selling a club, you know, feel free to reach out to Concert Golf. You can go on our website and get the information to contact us, and we certainly would be willing to listen.
Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse today. This is Michael Abramowitz, and he's Concert Golf Partners. They offer long-term debt-free ownership and country club management services with over 30 private clubs in their collection. You're at 37 now?
35.
Sorry about that, but you wouldn't mind having 37. Thank you so much for being
hopefully
here.
Hopefully someday soon.
Yes. Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Danielle, as always.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Hopefully we're going to speak with Isaiah Mimzegi from Uganda, but we don't seem to be able to hear him when he's calling in. It's just one of those days. Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Ibile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
And we are KORL, Waianae, Honolulu. Okay, so let me give you just a note that I got from a friend, just in case you're wondering, you know, are you serious about this being? Yeah, it sounds like it's a pretty serious thing. Traffic looks, my friend from the windward side, she said, the universe is against us getting together again. It was storming coming over the mountain from Kailua. It was storming in Pearl City, too, on the freeway, and traffic looks very heavy eastbound. Can I try and contact you later today? Absolutely. I don't want anybody to be going anywhere right now because you're not supposed to travel when there is a flash flood warning. And obviously, it's not just, you know, on the Honolulu side of Oahu, whichever side that is, or let's see, if you went Halawa bound, you know, from Halawa, Pearl City, it's also getting flooded. So this is a very large system, and we have a flash flood warning in effect, and everyone's asked to not travel. Don't get on the road unless you have to because it's a flooded situation and you need to get away. Then, of course, you need to move as quickly and safely as possible. But drive slowly. I mean, yeah, unless it's running water coming across the roadway. If it's running water coming across the roadway, you want to keep your, but not too fast. You just want to keep your speed up to move, to keep moving through that water, and you can't stop. It's a very dangerous situation. Flash flood warning until 9:30 this morning, and it's up the windward coast all the way up to La'ie, and east to Oahu is getting it felt quite a bit as well. So I know Isaiah Mimsege is trying to call in, and we can't hear him. And he can't hear us. So every time the phone rings, we pick up the phone and we say, hello, hello, hello. And unfortunately, we're not getting through. He is a really an astounding person because he's put together a golf academy in Uganda that has gotten a lot of international recognition. And the king of Uganda, who, by the way, I think became king when he was 4 years old, he is, you know, with club in hand, it is right there with the kids. And it's really, it's very, very wonderful to see how much this game is instilling in the kids in Uganda. And watching the pictures that I've seen and the video that I've seen, they're just, it's really cool. It's as Isaiah Mimsege said, Thomas Jefferson famously stated that a person of any age should devote at least 2 hours per day to exercise, as a strong body makes the mind strong. A strong body makes the mind strong. Well, this is even truer when it comes to children. Not only do children's sports keep young bodies strong, but also they help grow the mind. In Fort Portal, where the Afriyeya Golf Academy is that Isaiah Mimsege founded in Uganda, is focused on keeping each session designed in a fun and entertaining way while also teaching children the fundamentals required to play the game of golf. The academy offers the fundamental basics of the game that children require. They need to play this game of golf, including learning about the setup, about the swing, and how to play on the course, among many others. As an academy, we are thrilled to see more schools getting on board of this eminent program of golf in schools. We are committed to keep growing the participation of kids in the game. And golf is a great program. It teaches math, analytical thinking, problem-solving skills, in addition to discipline, honesty, accountability, teamwork. I mean, all of that, all in one. So, as they say, golf has the power to change lives and shape the future when paired with sustainability. And that's something else that the Afriyeya Golf Academy is so focused on, because they are now a finalist in the International Golf Environment Awards 2025. The Academy's mission encompasses teaching golf to the youth of Uganda, both in schools and communities, while educating young people and their communities about environmental stewardship. You know, I'm so glad we're all getting on board with this, because when they used to say about climate change, we'd go like, climate change? Climate change. And then they talked about the ozone being depleted, you know, and hey, the ozone, what's the ozone? Well, it's the thing above the earth that keeps the sun from burning us up. And so, yes, all of this is really important that we kind of get in the same groove to make sure that the planet is, you know, still able to protect us so we all don't burn up, which I thought I was going to do this summer. And, oh, it's still summer? No, it's fall. Never mind, but the temperature has decreased now that it's raining. So Afriyeya is competing for this this finalist position in the International Golf Environment Awards. They're competing against Spain's Cameral Golf and Wellness Club, Minthis from Cyprus, Mjolby Golf Club from Sweden, and Quinta do Lago Resort from Portugal. Isn't it something how this whole world is, we can find golfers everywhere. The Academy's teachings link golf with environmental protection, focusing on waste management, tree planting, water conservation, and awareness drives. And additionally, they organize communal engagement activities, monthly cleanups in Fort Portal Town and the metropolitan areas of the River Mbanga, which is the lifeline for over 1.2 million people. So much is in common, not just the game. And we're not able to get through. Somehow it's just not working. The connection is not with us today to have Isaiah on. And I know he was really looking forward to it. And I'm getting messages from him, but let's see, there's a new message. Show me what the new message is. Is there an alternative number to call, because I can't hear you as well now? So, no, you know, that's the problem. We only have the one number. And I don't know what else to do. We don't have another number. I'm trying to talk to him. We don't have another number to call in. We'll figure it out for next week, maybe. Oh, sorry about that. All right. There we go. There, you've been a part of my attempt to get Isaiah feeling. See, you can hear Nani in the background, who does a fabulous show when I leave. You should listen to her show. She comes up with some of those interesting things, tidbits from the world, from the universe, and we're trying to reach him. Why don't we take a break, take care of our sponsors, make them happy, and we'll keep trying. If we could just even get him on for 5 minutes, that would be cool. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha. And we ship off island. Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention the golf club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, my, what a morning. And by the way, Andrew Iarussi was on the show, assistant golf professional at Volcano Golf Course. And I just want everyone to know about strokes for strokes. So that's strokes like in stroke, you know, you hit a ball and that's one stroke, and then four, F-O-R-E, and strokes. Yes, it's the stroke that happens when you least expect it. And for Andrew, he was 32. He is 35 now. He's recovered. He didn't know whether he would. And the Hilo Benioff Medical Center strokes department really was his lifeline. And now he wants to give back. So he's putting on a tournament at Volcano Golf Course. Do you know that Volcano Golf Course is between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa? You know, what a view. It's a true golf course. And so you really, it's going to be fun. The whole thing is about having fun. It's a two-player team format, a winning prizes focused, traditional scoring set aside, and shotgun start at 8. And it's $300 per team. And all of that goes over to the Benioff Strokes Center at Hilo. And there are a whole bunch of prizes to win because Andrew has already gotten like 10,000, as he said, retail in all these goodies. And he's working hard to get more goodies. So that's May 3rd. Okay. It's a Saturday. And it would be so much fun. We've got a flash flood warning, which is not so much fun. I'm looking outside wondering how I'm going to stay dry going from one building to another, and I'm not. And the bottom line is drive carefully if you have to drive. Don't drive if you don't have to, because as a friend of mine said, it's coming down hard on the windward side and Pearl City where she was going to. So be prepared to keep yourself out of harm's way. That's the most important thing, because it's going to be busy time for all the folks from EMS, HFD, all the folks, HPD. It's going to be a lot to do today. It's supposed to end on 9:30, but, you know, Mother Nature doesn't run on a clock. We've got a Makale tea time of 10:08. You might want to go, but I only have time to tell you that the Betting Bunch is at Volcano. The Fashion Group from Arizona, they're at Makale. And at, the folks over at Sally's Wedding Party, they're at Kauai Lagoons, I think. And the Habitat for Humanity Tournament is on today at Wailea. And Jack and Jill, they're out and having a really good time. And that is, I want to just say, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, it would be good if right in front of me were the sponsors so I could just tell you all the wonderful people who are a part of making this show possible. And now I do. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get. You watch them get stretched, and people who don't play get stretched. So it's not just for golfers, but a lot of them love it, just like the pros. So improve your flexibility and your swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, the new studio at Kolua at Ward Village, and opening soon in Kapolei. Aloha Powers, Veterans Day week. Chainsaws, weed whackers, Trimmers 25% up to 25% off. That's the Veterans Week sale, November 6th through the 11th. Get yourself ready for those riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscapers, all in stock. More accessories galore available so you can mow it, blow it, bag it, done. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. No one can find you if you don't have a sign. The Aloha section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's a gift that lasts forever for self, health, friendship. Go golf. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.